Hello, this is Susan Lennox, and I'm here with Suzanne Noel, who is a certifying coordinator from Costa Rica and who will be one of the four international teachers at this year's Advanced in Certification week-long, which will be held November 1 through 7 at the Garrison Institute in Garrison, New York. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Susan.
So I understand this will be your third week-long that you've attended, is that right?
That's correct, Susan. I went in 2009 as an emerging teacher, and as a teacher, as part of the facilitating team last year, and this is my second year as an actual teacher for the week long.
Great. And how's that been for you?
Wonderful. What I really love about the week long is that it's a small group of people, but they're all advanced focusers. So this brings that whole focusing energy into our interactions. We're all together in the morning, so it's small enough that we can do that, be together as a group. So you really get that sense of a group. And the passion groups are special, and I'll talk about that more later, I hope, too, where people get an opportunity to develop something that's wanting their attention in them, their focusing edge.
Well, let's come back to that in a moment. I thought it might be interesting for our listeners to know a little bit more about you and your professional practice and when you started focusing and what you're doing with it now in your life.
Oh, okay. Well, what I'm mostly doing is still facilitating recovery focusing groups in an alcohol and drug treatment center, out of which I developed my How We Heal model. I'm also teaching how to facilitate these groups online, and this is very exciting. I'm teaching it to focusers and 12-steppers. And now that I'm a coordinator, I'm offering partnership courses and certification courses for advanced focusers, and based on the domain focusing model primarily. But I like to introduce a lot of different schools of focusing to my teaching. So I feel very fulfilled with my focusing, with my work.
That's great to hear. Well, you mentioned the passion groups at the week-long program, so maybe this would be a good time to explain a bit more about those, what they are, how they're being changed a little in the upcoming week-long.
Yeah, this is an opportunity for the participants to break off into small focusing circles, and explore their focusing edge. And so we've kind of come up with different stages, because some people may be just at the impulse stage where there's nothing quite there yet, and so they may want to sit with just the vague felt sense that is there, or a passion that may connect or cross with focusing. Then there's the incubation stage for those that it's kind of like a chicken sitting on her eggs, they're touching it, but patient, and kind of living with it for a while and giving it nourishment and warmth. And then we have the exploration stage. That's when you kind of have something already, but you want to open up the treasure box. So you want to shine light into it and see the different strands of your project. Maybe unblock what is in the way of moving forward. And then finally, we have the project stage, which is then really like stepping forward, where you have something, a project, and you want it to materialize in the world. So we've developed it so that people can find their own stage, and they cross over, and it's a lot of fun, and they're facilitated by the different teachers, and they're small and intimate and very productive. This is where people really connect with each other here also.
Excellent. Yeah, it sounds very, very flexible, and there really is a place for everyone, no matter where they are in their process of developing their thoughts about their what focusing means in their life.
Exactly, it is
Oh,
exactly.
that's great. Well, I know another one of the benefits of the week long is that there is some ample opportunity to experience and practice cross-lingual focusing. So I wonder if you could say a few words about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, cross-lingual focusing was developed by Robert Lee. It's kind of based on his a baby of his domain focusing model. And what it does is it really allows the focuser to deepen their process by finding in their own language the felt sense. And the listener is able to be with the focuser and follow and reflect that felt sense. So it's very special because you're able to focus with people that from different cultures and with different languages and still feel this deep connection. And it actually helps the focuser deepen their process also because they have to find just the right handle to communicate to the listener from another language. So it's quite powerful. Quite a powerful process.
Yeah. It's having experienced it myself, it's just so fascinating how focusing works beneath language.
Exactly.
As well as through language.
Exactly.
I know that each one of the major teachers is going to be leading workshops in an area that they're expert in and passionate about. Can you tell us what you will be offering at the week-long?
Well, the thing I'm most excited about is my How We Heal model for facilitating support groups. As I said, it came out of my recovery focusing work for the last 5 years, and it's just a powerful, amazing model that helps you move through these three primary phases of group work. And it's I just love it. The more I do it, the more I love it. And so sharing that is very special for me. And I'll also be, of course, giving a little introduction to recovery focusing, like the main functions of the steps and the focusing moves I use in each of the steps and the model. And I'll talk a little bit about domain focusing as well, which I like to call mind, body, heart, and moving from each of those spaces and how they blend together. Those will be the main things in addition to the cross-lingual focusing.
Great. Sounds very rich and very useful as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Suzanne, thank you very much for your time. And I wonder, before we close, is there anything else you would like to say to listeners who might be considering attending the week-long?
Well, this is just a really special opportunity to experience those deep connections and that come from a small gathering and from connecting with people from other cultures. That's really special. It's kind of like a colorful mix of people because of the ethnic diversity there. And even the teachers themselves are coming from different parts of the world. So you have that sense of like a tapestry, building that together. And it's a lot of fun also, you know, with Sean has made it just very lively, and there'll be a lot of movement and different things in it. So it's really a great experience, and you'll meet people that you'll have that connection with those people for the rest of your focusing journey, I believe.
That's right. Suzanne, I think you and I made our first contact at a week long. So
we did. That's right.
That's true. We can attest to it personally.
Exactly.
So, yes. Well, again, thank you so very much for your time, and we'll be signing off now.
Okay, thank you, Susan. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.